Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So the interesting thing about you and I, everybody probably thinks we just come in here in the morning and crack the mics open and start doing a show. And there is a little bit of that.
There is that, but we also, you know, things happen in life and we just kind of discuss them and, you know.
Sometimes there's a late afternoon text messages like, hey, a thing happened. Let's remember to talk about it.
Like last night,
I asked you at 9 o'clock or something.
Yes, I texted you and I said, hey, can you go do this? Like, check to see, because you requested a mail-in ballot, an absentee ballot.
Correct.
So you got it in the mail and you dropped it off at the clerk's office in the lockbox.
Right.
So I knew that. And so I saw on TV last night somebody talking about tracking their ballot. And it wasn't local. It was actually on a commercial. And I thought, tracking your ballot? You can track your ballot? Well, I didn't request an absentee ballot because I'm going to go vote in person. So I didn't know how to track a ballot because I didn't request one. So I texted you and I said, hey, try to track your ballot. And I sent you the link for it. And you were able to do it. I had no idea that you could track your ballot.
It was super quick, too. Like, I messaged you back in, like, 90 seconds.
With a screenshot.
And I said, look.
Yeah, here, it said in there when you requested it, when it was mailed to you, and when you dropped it off at the clerk's office.
And it actually said that it was checked in the day I dropped it off.
Yes, which I love knowing this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just, because when I first, for the primary, I requested an absentee ballot, and I did like you. I went and I dropped it off at the clerk's office in the ballot box. And so then I thought, what about people that are mailing it in? How do you know that it actually makes it to the clerk's office?
Right.
And that was a question I always had without realizing that you could actually track it. So here's how you track it. If you did request a ballot, an absentee ballot, and you got it, which it's too late to request that now.
Right. But this is for the folks who did request one.
Yes. So you can go to govoteky.com and you can track where your ballot is and, you know, all the information about it and if it was actually received yet.
Yeah, and all the information you've got to put in is the same stuff you gave them whenever you requested it. It's not extra information or anything like that. I have personally tested this out. Tricia saw the result. It is safe. And it's a great way to know that what you're doing actually is getting registered and counted.
Yes. And I don't know if I'm the only one that's this excited about it.
But I think it's pretty cool.
I am so excited to know that you can do this because, mm-hmm. you know, you're putting that ballot in somebody else's hand, trusting that it's going to get there. And more often than not, it is getting there. And, you know, Gary has voted absentee before because of being in the military.
Yeah,
when you're
overseas. Yeah.
You have to. So this is not unusual to have absentee ballots and have to mail them in. But I don't know how long you've been able to track them. If, you know, you've been able to do this for years, it doesn't matter. At this point, you can track your ballot.
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely love it.